service officers 110 yapa ye yomo ewe jumam ebi mo ye diom ko jina court ai chese na asem no court enne me kotia ye se nya ye ko etia ye no akupa do ne baumia asa diaba national service for munti omuka mudi omuka be 6 months allowances and so much a beer gumu asama inkwa ene womu busubi bia mu yisa esikano busubi bia ya se omunya 28 million Ghana cedis busubi bia aden na mudi sa esikana koshise mumpase na mumpa ni mwebusia ene nyahu faso the airport ami siye airport ni nyina ye si ye $250 million terminal 3 na modi e-gate pe ebe siwa e-gate no bo exchange terminal 3 ni nyina ezu na moni ma the frontier moni ma the frontier akufu adu ataso se opese baumia ebeje akunya no ebe se opese obekata neto se de beya ombenya sumje no makodi omusika enso e masoda tweda mponya kupo nimse ndc enebeba na yabanso asika omu ewe nina japadia gana kwa japadia omu afum ye ebedi omwechi ni aje yadie asa diabema gana kwa Ezu, Eza. Ora Baumia say we are moving from production to from taxation to production. Meanwhile, Okasa not the 20 B air kahu, not the 20 B air kahu. And Ghana, and I yet 12 doors to change Africa mainina. 1890 she say yaba. Ilebi ya yekase momo fantusunu yebe yefri ho ezu emeburu metie musufre mobeti tax nusu yebe yefri ho ezu covid levy yebe yefri ho eza Emrena so na yenimse yenu anomo de emre bia abato ebeba on peso mu yem enti ya yanyane enti ye na me pesa isi ebusa omo ho eye den na mpp enya printing plates na ye de printing ballot papers any registers are omo printing omo de ene amene ukase ye se ho ho ya che kai biom ballot papers there and your womb. And now, Omo Ya said, Omo Beje Kano. It is our station of Sawo Hohoi. Who releases our Kana? Nyabe Adom Nyeba, Yenu Bedi. And so, the Chekano, Ninjana Hua, Ewo Gulokwati, Yase Ewo Gulokwati, and Omo Achis Akano. Ezu, it's in a chat for Mestre, your Bambo for, your police for, and the Electoral Commission for Mungu Ghana mobile na ejuma omwe yimu se mungko yeno yesremo mungye mwejuma no frenche m senebeya ni a Ghana for pedo eno enebeya ho enti mesremo omwa omwe besha abatu onoso omwe shendo mungye mwejuma ye meminda yeko Obia hwehwe tinie no. Me kwaka se o hwehwe number 8 because about to that ano ye ntro number bia wo so. Enti me obe hwehwe ani tinie no. Na wo tinie na na wo de ukokromoti na wo de abo enkinu mo. Na wo de tim ballot paper no so. Ezu. Wo de ukokromoti tim ballot paper no so wiya. Na what the entumago da hono ana tissue no now the apopa ogo promote ni ye se ne be ya ink no be wo asan wa sa sokrata nim enye sa se inkna wo na okosom na ekotim bebi fofra ene wa ba na se enti papa akrokro motini ye asan wa sokrata no no abobo na odi akotum enti 7 december enye hin na abeto aba mpp foni bi na omo pese omo dada gana fo se ebi beto saadan ebi beto saadan saadan na san ko fo ni ye no. It's a crime, it's a criminal offense. Na minim se omo party wo so nti omo nya omo hwe but criminal offense a new expiry date ndc ba nana bi ni san ko fo no ye san no ye be che omo tu in Ghana's law, it is a crime to mislead voters. It is there in the law. In Obia or yes, Serbia, any Obia or Bayer Serbia, and this is bad. You bet your muscle. Ezu, Eza, Eti, Minanum, and say, Madam Wase, Mumubia, Mubaye, Yabin Shramo, Moko Tesua, Yame and Famoko Asum Dremo. Na asempa mwate wa hano mwofa nko bebiya gana hai bebiya na kache obiya se obiya enche ni sapo mwushu ebi se emre naba emre naso meminda ebe yi nyami adom gana ebe tuaba na nyami be kasa nyami ebe kasa ebe drua na jofa Kasa yebete ewo Ghana ha ene se nyame adom NDC edin kunim ewo abato num medamo ase nyame na mecha to okra medana na jena se medad ya mosquito ase ya general secretary omunyina ya ye jumade bosom n9 ye 9 ye home and so nina nyame ebeshira so amani adaya kuma so no ayeye ne chatu okra medoko lodina ono so medana se ezu ono so abua campaign ne papa apa woshe maternity wards Bako bi an sa fefefe a we si amankrofo enre ya okoho ohoy eko bi renovated health center lodina jamishrao na mienye ne kofie na eja meka de aka masum yebode bye bye thank you safe journey to all of you
thank you thank you your excellency
Queenie.
Let's go!
Everybody, Look like it's all over at the Zurak Park Medina, where the NDC has just ended their final major rally with that address by the flag bearer John Dramani Mahama. Well, we'll be crossing over shortly to the Legon Sports Complex for the final speeches also from the flag bearer, of course, the president and the former president. But let's take a quick break here on Your Election Headquarters. It's our special coverage. We're right back.
Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret, he said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Shout! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.ga. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244 308 111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
Hooray! The Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited is organizing its end-of-year furniture promotional sales from the 15th of November to the 31st of December this year. Kingdom Books and Stationery is giving away a whopping 10 to 15% discount on all furniture at our furniture shops. Head office, Akweji, Osu near the Osu Cemetery, Tema, Komti 4, Takrade, opposite Fijai Maze Plaza, Cape Coast University Bookshop, Spintex Road near Absa Bank, Atomic, Centerpoint Mall, Winneba, University Campus, KNU USD, the University Bookshop, Santasi in Kumasi. You can also visit and shop online at www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Hurry while stock lasts. For further inquiries, contact us on 050 162 0810 or 0302 764101 or email us at info@kingdomgh.com. Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited, where quality and affordability is assured. Terms and conditions apply.
Dear Tratwa, a son say your bush young years from Quintino. You can't say your pepsodent, you didn't also a canyon man.
Hey, woman, we could hear you. No, he wole, was sure. Nana no, ne, whatever.
Hey, I am poor. Oh, didn't so?
In my name, I
have a new
idea. One so bit to me, the dinner to president to be your partner so. But we will say, by more who do. For we need to rest to a bear, will not come to president to be your part. Every year, check the incredible yet to move.
From the classroom to the lab, from the village to the city, the NPP's commitment to education is building a brighter Ghana. Free SHS isn't just about free tuition, it's an investment in Ghana's future. We have topped it up with free TVET and STEM education, skilled graduates, innovative thinkers, and a thriving economy. That's the promise of Free SHS.
Three of my cousins have benefited from Free SHS since 2017. One has graduated and is in nursing training. The other two are also in the university. I'll vote number one. I'll vote for Baumia on December 7th.
We are building a better tomorrow through education. Vote NPP. Vote number one. Vote Baumia. Baumia means business. Esro.
So staying with us here, let me take you now to the Legon and Sports Complex where President Akufo-Addo is about to speak. We apologize for the late start. We had poor quality in sound.
There's a very simple, obvious reason. He's the best candidate in the race. Is Mahamadou Baumia. The MPP has the best candidate in the race, in the fourth person of Mahamadou Baumia. The most outstanding vice president in the history of our country. Honest man. A man of unimpeachable integrity. I've been working with him for 16 years. So be wagana over to me and the Baumia one dance here. I am me, Nanado Danfa, a Kufu Addo. I am here. Brilliant banker. Agawamba politics more by this time with the governor several times over. Naminya Ghana MP before, and then when Frank Asia Missa 2008. Now because I'm a person banner be coming home. Me a call can't see him because me here, near me be one who had to be a boy or man in control. Now 2008. Hey, I can't be so angry. When you have a bonsing here, Brandon, 2012, so sad. 2016, and it will be now, 8 years in opposition, 8 years in government. This man is now well prepared to be the next president of the Republic of Ghana. The only one-term president in the Fourth Republic. That's our experience. But if your experience is the experience of failure, what is the use of that experience to the people of Ghana? If your experience is the experience of failure, what use is it to the people of Ghana? Tetia, Mr. Mo,
Number 1, Parliament. I'm going to opposition speaker. Officer O'Hara, in Parliament. Wow. Mr. Mo, me and yourself, all of you. MPP parliamentary candidates. What is the one number one? Yan Tuma, pity. One in Brown Parliament, and Mayor Jumapa. Mr. Yaman, Yasan, and Zameka. They're tossing you. Abaye kwakoto yi ya kwakoto Ghana dachi ahu aba. On Saturday we're going to be voting about the future development of our country. Epobia the bia ye do amu na ba be du sei sei. The mama and the fapem know the biso about the cow, a pejor man, a commander. That's the person we're looking for. Somebody who has a program for the future of our country. Somebody who understands what are the geopolitics and the strategies of this 21st century. The biggest task before every country in the world. It's how to master the fourth industrial revolution. The first industrial revolution, we in Africa, we missed out. On the contrary, we were its victims. We missed out the second. We missed out the third. We missed the fourth industrial revolution. And God has gifted us, Ghana, a leader who understands what it takes to succeed with the fourth industrial revolution. We have a man who has a clear idea of how digital technology, artificial intelligence, is going to help us leap our development forward. We should not miss this opportunity. We should not miss, especially you, the young people whom I see so many of you before us. We're looking for somebody who has a clear plan for our country. Or somebody who's going to come and talk to us about the 24-hour economy. When you ask, what does it mean? Oh, I say it's voluntary. It's voluntary. What's the government policy? Are you voluntary now? What do you have that? Government policy. I have policy. Upa and offer. Now, where your policy? And Ramutian will be BBC, so. Oh, now who is the senator? He named him. 24-hour. Your name to Michelle, sir. 4 solid years in our country. Yes. You couldn't keep the lights on for 12 hours a day. How are you going to guarantee us a 24-hour economy when you couldn't keep the lights on for 12 hours a day? When did the Baba Edmo Ghana? I'm funny, It is the development of our country which is at stake. These last 8 years, we have seen some unprecedented developments in our country. The expansion of our infrastructure in all areas, road infrastructure, educational infrastructure, our health infrastructure, our IT infrastructure. We have seen amazing leaps. And all these achievements that were done under my government, beside me, on my right hand, was Mahamadou Bawumia, who enabled us to make these achievements. Free senior high school policy. Some people said we couldn't do it. We needed 20 years before we could have free senior high school. Today, 5.7 million young Ghanaians have benefited from the policy. When I came, the school population was 800,000 in senior secondary school. Today, it's 1.6 million in senior high school education in the population of today. We have doubled the number of young people who are going to school. Not only have we broadened the access, we have also improved the quality. Last year, the WACSI results, the senior high school students in Ghana were the best in the history of examination, the best. We have a political leader whose concept of policy is reviewing and canceling. Reviewing policy is not policy. Canceling policy is not policy. Policy is a positive statement of what you are going to do, not what you are going to cancel, not what you are going to review. But we know one thing. This man's hostility to the free senior high school concept has been consistent right from the beginning up to today. And we know that if we make the mistake of giving him power, that policy is going to be canceled. Are we prepared to see the free senior high school policy canceled in Ghana? Are we prepared to see that policy being canceled in Ghana? In the same way, the expansion of our health infrastructure. When we unveiled the policy of Agenda 111, we said, The first three Agenda 1-1 hospitals have come on stream as of today that I speak to you. So across the length and breadth of our country and of our society and economy, the things that we have done to reshape
the future of our country. Those things will be at risk if we don't make the right decision tomorrow on Saturday in Ghana. Fellow Ghanaians, Ampa. Fellow Ghanaians. Number one. Number one. Now, the third thing I want to say tonight, Miss Yamo, no bia and fa about to embassy meaning the India grow. Oh, bia, yet show me ding. I want right to vote, Miss Yamo, Munina, Mumu, Namukoto, Mwaba, Namutua Banusu, Emma Muhammadu Baumia. Na me de me kasa e ba wi e. Ade ba ku asi. Enu a e ma we ho bebre. Na enya me de so se me de awe ho asam e ne ba do wi me kasa. Na so sa se me ma ka ho asam ada ma bi. Me na me ye ma mpeni obi ba kasa o te ho e na o ma ne ma asi ye wo Ghana. There's a priest. There's a priest who is a close, intimate partner, colleague of John D. Mahama. Yesterday, he asked the people of Ghana that we should not vote for Bawumia because Bawumia is a Muslim. I'm amazed that a man of God, who's supposed to be tolerant and love all humanity, can make such a statement. I take it to be a sign of the desperation in the quarters of the NDC that now they're resorting to religious provocations to be able to get their candidate. You catch yourself, Wano? So, only bibi papa bi ka ema di openua. Ma on fa in tatani pepe mo and by ye mo wagana yen pen pape mo yen pen pape mo bia and was I see so we don't want any divisions on ethnic or religious ground. First note and this is what say yeah narrow party, I can't party. Mama Chakacha Baumia, suddenly the Casa, Obeso Bayer MPP, can be me and sound of Timina Casa. So Nimse, MPP for FM Mamada, if so you see me or your cremony. Now, and now, you see me, Nicremony, Ababa, you can be me. Mitisa Mahama Casa, oh, Nana. Monya, we will be more and Mamu, all kinds of. We have lived in harmony. All the religions of Ghana have lived in harmony in this country. Mosque, church, imam, priest, all of us have lived in harmony in this country. We don't want anybody to come to disturb the harmony and the community that exists in our country. That is not the way forward for Ghana. I know that very rarely does John Mahama respond to me, but today I'm going to ask him a simple question. Is he going to repudiate what the priest said? or does he agree with what the priest said? He should let the people of Ghana know whether or not he agrees with what this priest said or whether he opposes it. If he opposes it, which he should, if he's a Ghanaian statesman with what he seems to be, he should come out and say, Onodia, Nyasa, and a Yanaji, no Biahusa, and Pa, Openi, Ono, Sai Kase, and Yakasa, and Sonny. Baba Tuaba, Ababi Yidia, Nakuna Matrasa, or Baba Trasso, or Mitchie. Miss Ramo. Samu, me and young folks will be now upward trajectory of our country, our economy, after all the difficulties we have been through, today is in a much stronger position than it was when Mahama was in office. Our economy today is in a much stronger position. The rates of growth that we have today is much stronger than anything that took place in Mahama's time. So we are on an upward trajectory. Don't let us elect people who are going to send us back to difficulties. The president of Ghana for the future of our country. The man who is going to take Ghana to the next level of his development, Mahamadou Bawumia, my worthy vice president, who is going to be my worthy successor. Thank you.
Wow. Your Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, First Lady, Your Excellency, the former President of the Republic of Ghana, my beautiful Samira. My the incoming vice president, my running mate, Apu, and his beautiful wife. All protocol observed. Kukuru. I want to thank God Almighty for this day and for the signal of the showers of blessings that He has given to us as we go to Saturday for our election. I have been on the campaign trail pretty much for the last year. I have visited 276 constituencies across the country. Broad representation of the people. I've met the chiefs, I've met the pastors, I've met the imams, I've met the Zungu chiefs as well. I have met the artisans, I have met the nurses and doctors, the disabled, all across. And I have received a lot of advice from them. And I am very grateful and a lot of support. What I can tell you from my campaign tours across all the 276 constituencies is that if we all on December 7th, on Saturday, if we all get up and go to the polling station and vote by midnight on December 7th, we will all hear that the MPP has won the 2024 presidential and parliamentary election. Today, we will win the presidential election and we will win the parliamentary majority because of the good work that we have done as a party. I want to thank God because I am standing on the shoulders of great men. I want you to give a standing ovation to these great men, former President Jacob Kufuor and President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Presidents we have produced, and our two presidents we have produced are the New Patriotic Party, and they have performed marvelously. I am standing on their shoulders, and I hope to benefit from all that they have done and their advice also going forward. They can say, Opinifia, G. And I am lucky to have two Opinifia who are going to advise me. Today, the reason why we are going to win this election is because of the work that we have done. Achievements of this government and our vision going forward. This election is a clear choice between the future and the past. My opponent represents the past, and I, Dr. Naomiya, represents the future of this country. The choice that we have on Saturday
as we go to vote is whether we want to go forward into the future or backwards into the past. Yekoenin anase yesaiti. Muna tenkaba ko muna zopaya. Gaba kobaya. Tiechala tomi beti alamla nyanga. Tiechala tomi beti alamla nyanga. We in the MPP, the work that we have done is underpinned by a mindset of possibilities. We believe in possibilities. We believe it is possible to transform this country into an advanced nation. And we have been living by this. Not many people thought it was possible to do national health insurance. But President Kufuor did it. Not many people thought we could do free maternal care. But President Kufuor did it. Not many people thought we could do school feeding. But President Kufuor did it. This is about possibilities and a mindset of possibilities. When my opponent came into office, can you remember one policy, that initiative that we implemented in 8 years? 8 years. What did he implement? Was it Dumson? Or was it a confederate? He could not come out with any policy initiative affecting the whole country. One initiative. So the choice is simple. Are we going into the future with a mindset of possibilities, or are we going into the past with a mindset of Nkoko Ikitikiti? And sometimes it is important to remind ourselves, because we are a problem-solving government. And Nana Akufo-Addo over the last 8 years has demonstrated this superbly. We have been solving problems. When we came into office and many people could not send their children to senior high school, we said free senior high school education for everyone. We have solved that problem. 5.7 million children are going. But what is even more important, when we came into office, there were more boys than girls in senior high school. For every 100 boys, we have 68 girls. Today, there are more girls than boys in senior high school. And as the president said, their performance has dramatically increased. The core six subjects of RACSI, the pass rate in 2016 was 24%. Last year, it was 64%. And the top three students in the whole of West Africa in the RACSI exam last year, number one, number two, number three, all came from Ghana. All came from Ghana. Chegui, I therefore was not surprised, but I was pleasantly surprised when the data ranking the 54 African countries by quality of education. There were 54 countries. 2 weeks ago, the data came out. Ghana is number two in the whole of Africa in terms of quality of education. Number two in the whole of Africa. Tunisia. Tunisia is number one. Ghana is number two in the whole of Africa. Today, we have not left it at free SHS. We brought free technical and vocational education. We have invested 6 billion Ghana cedis over the last 7 years in technical and vocational education. The highest of any government since independence. We have restored the teacher training allowances that were cancelled. We have restored the nursing training allowances that were cancelled. In the area of healthcare, we have seen dramatic improvement. Major investment in health infrastructure, hospitals. We are seeing major hospitals that we are working on, even excluding Agenda 111. And the president has started commissioning the Agenda 111, and I will continue to commission them all the way into next year. There is no government in the history of Ghana that has invested more in health infrastructure than the Akufo-Addo Dahomey government. No government. None. None. Today, when we came into office, Ghana had just 37 ambulances, the whole of Ghana, and we said one constituency, one ambulance. Today, we have 307 ambulances in the National Ambulance Service. Today, we had major problems with the National Health Insurance. It was collapsing. It was reverting to cash and carry. We have paid most of their debts, and diseases that were not covered under National Health Insurance, we have brought them in. Childhood cancer is now covered by National Health Insurance. Sickle cell disease, the drug hydroxyurea, is now covered by National Health Insurance. And since December 1st, just a few days ago, Ghana is now providing free kidney dialysis under National Health Insurance. Today, we have brought many initiatives to bear. We have issued the Ghana card. President Kufuor passed the NIA Act in 2008. 8 years of the Mahama administration, they couldn't issue the Ghana card. And when we came into office, the president asked me to champion the issue of the Ghana card. And today, we have issued the Ghana card to our citizens. We have done, when we came into office, Ghana did not have a working address system. You had to use landmarks by the tree, by the blue house for directions in many places. Today, we have implemented the digital property address system, and you can find anywhere in Ghana, any location in Ghana. Chobe. Ghana, our own Ghana, is the second country in the whole world to implement a digital property address system. We have solved a major problem. Today, we have brought in mobile money interoperability. Today, Ghana has done something no other African country has done. We have made our domestic payment system totally interoperable. Your Momo account today is working like a bank account. When I said that with Momo interoperability, everybody will have a bank account, my opponents never understood it. They talk about brick and mortar bank account. I'm talking about digital bank accounts. Digital bank accounts. know today with what we have done with global money interoperability in the whole of Africa, it is only Ghana that has complete domestic payments interoperability. Only Ghana. And we have 100% access to financial inclusion. Today, we have brought drones to help in the delivery of medical services, blood to help in the delivery of vaccines and drugs. And today, our drones, we have 6 centers for medical drones, and they are delivering medicines to 2,700 hospitals and health facilities across Ghana. Today, Ghana, our own Ghana, is the whole world, the leading medical drone delivery service in the whole world. The whole world, we are leading. Today, in the area of agriculture, we came up with the Planting for Food and Jobs program. The Planting for Food and Jobs program is one of the most successful agricultural programs that we have implemented in this country. We have more than doubled the rate of growth in agriculture, and we have increased food security in Ghana. You see, the whole of Africa, we are 54 countries. The countries with the most food security, or if you rank the countries by food security, Ghana is number 3 in Africa and out of the 54 countries. Number 3 in Africa in terms of food security. South Africa is number 1, Kenya is number 2, and Ghana is number 3. It shows that we have done something right. Chovoy, when you come to the macro economy, what is clear is that notwithstanding the challenges we've had, we have performed better than the government of John Dramani Mahama. Across, Chovoy, we have grown the economy more than him. Overall GDP growth is higher. Agricultural growth under us is higher. Industrial growth is higher. If you look at the budget deficit, ours is lower. You look at the primary balance, ours is lower. You look at gross international reserves, ours is higher. You look at exchange rate depreciation, ours is lower. Ours is lower. Sometimes they don't even understand the data. Do the math and you see that notwithstanding the problems we've had in the global economy and our exchange rate depreciation at 72% over 8 years is lower than your 74% over 8 years. Today, we have created more jobs than he has. He was creating unemployment. We are creating jobs. We have kept the lights on. Chovoy. So when it comes to the macro economy, it is night and day. We have done better across. Then when you look at infrastructure, we have done almost too much, isn't it? We have done more roads than his government, isn't it? We have built more airports than his government, more interchanges than his government, more hospitals than his government, more schools than his government, more courts than his government, more fish landing sites than his government, more public libraries than his government, more fiber optic cable than his government, more sanitation facilities than his government, more longer infrastructure than his government, more infrastructure for the military, the navy, and the army, and the police than his government. So, there's not one area, one in infrastructure, one that he can compete with us. Not one across all the sectors. The data is clear. So, when he said the performance of his government was better than ours. I said to him,